I'm here with Mr. Holton, who's the principal of James Keenan High School. The first question I'd like to ask is, what are some of the strengths and highlights that you've experienced in the last couple of years as principal here at James Keenan?
All right, I would say highlights since I've been here over 8 years have been the exceeding growth, I think, 6 out of 8 years that I've been here. During that time, we've been in the top 5% in the state of North Carolina. We've been a top 5 school in North Carolina for growth. We were in the top 1% 2 years ago and the top 15% this past year. And we want to continue doing that. And so getting recognized as one of 2 STEM schools of distinction in North Carolina that are traditional high schools would be in that list as well. Moving the ACT college ready percentage from, I think, 12 or 13% back then to almost 50% now. I think we're at 48.6 or somewhere close. They would definitely be the highlights. We went from also being the worst discipline school in Duplin County to having the least referrals, suspensions, or smallest percentage of referrals, suspensions, and violent acts of all the Duplin County schools.
Wow.
So, and we've continued to progress and move that in the right direction.
Yeah, awesome. Those are really great things. What would you say some of the biggest challenges our students face and our school faces, even county face, if you want to elaborate on that, just challenges that you think our students have to overcome in order to succeed?
Well, number one for us, I mean, we're a poor district, just to put it bluntly. And so we have to do a lot of creative things to create resources for our kids. It's very difficult to attract teachers. And a lot of times I can attract them to come here, but it's hard to hang on to them because it's a very rural county. It's hard to find your husband or your wife in Duplin County, especially if you're not from here. And so finding good talent to put in front of every student in every classroom is my number one goal, aside from safety. And I recognize that that's the greatest need, and it is a revolving door at times. And I've almost gotten to the point where I accept that in my career now, that I'm going to constantly be recruiting teachers. I'm constantly looking for people to replace them. And I think that's the greatest way that I can impact the school. Other challenge that I mentioned was, I'm drawing a blank now.
Talking about the support, parental support.
Right. The other thing that I was going to mention and had mentioned earlier was that we're increasing this in an increasing amount. We're seeing more and more parents, students, just family members that are a part of our community that are having mental illness issues and having, the family structure itself has broken down to a point that the school has to fill in a lot of gaps. Mm-hmm. And I see us taking on responsibilities that way back years ago, families, took care of all those things. But now I find that we're teaching kids and working with kids. Character ed is so important now. It can really get in the way of academic growth for a school. And it's why we focused on at James Keenan. That was the first thing that started with Mr. Blanchard and continued with me, was trying to get the school back in order.
Yeah.
And then restaffing the faculty and staff. So I think those are probably our 2 greatest.
Yeah, I've thought of character ed being like a great, especially for the middle school, like a great intervention for a lot of students. Next question, it would be, where do most James Keenan graduates head off to afterwards? Whether that's a 4-year university, community college, military, how do you feel like our students are prepared to go on past high school?
Well, I think we're definitely preparing more to go on to college. And like I mentioned earlier, the ACT college ready percentage is about half of our seniors every year are eligible based on just the ACT. but the percentage of college-bound students, it varies greatly from year to year, just based on that particular group of seniors that graduates. But it's trending in the right direction. More are going to mm-hmm. college. I think your last year here, we had the highest scholarship amount we had ever accomplished, broke the $1 million mark for a small school like that. That was a huge deal. So we're seeing more kids have gotten the Gates scholarship. We've gotten the Keenan scholarship every year. I would say the percentage of 4-year, I haven't looked at it for this group this year, but at 30%, mm-hmm. I would say.
That's awesome.
And I could be off on that, but more of our students go to James Brunt Community College mm-hmm. and other community college institutes than any of the post-secondary.
Right. And do a lot of our students get, you know, 2-year degrees? They go typically to James Brunt and then transfer? What is that kind of?
It's hard to track some of that and keep up with it, but I think there would definitely be more 2-year degrees than 4-year, obviously, but the a large number do transfer, especially when you compare it to how things were prior to that. But I think our early college initiative here, the district-wide early college initiative, I think has brought college into the picture for a lot of students that it wasn't there before.
Yeah.
And a lot of our kids, it's interesting, they don't just go to one community college. Several of our kids that I've talked to after they've graduated have gone to 2 or 3 even community colleges and picked up different degrees.
That's right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So last question is, what is it that you enjoy most about being a principal at a high school, and specifically at James Keenan High School?
I've just always loved working with people, and especially young people. Mm-hmm. When I was going to college, I took a class that required us to work with kids. Mm-hmm. And it was through athletics, but I just fell in love with doing that. And I had never once considered being a teacher or a principal or anything like that. And I completely changed my major like my sophomore year because of that. And started teaching and coaching and decided I wanted to do more than that. But I love the kids.
Yeah.
I just love working with them. I like feeling like I'm getting somewhere with somebody or making a difference with a kid, like everybody says. I mean, I know that's a cliche answer, but it's the reason.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. No problem.